Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm Tom Davis, and we have Angie Thompson in here with us today, and you brought a friend.
I did, Tom. Thanks for letting us come and talk about our Elder Care Day of Giving fundraising event, and I'm happy that my friend Whitney Swanson is joining us from Comforting Hand. She's one of our event sponsors.
Well, thank you very much for coming by.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, we're gonna have a little bit of fun. We're going to do some education, and we're going to tell some folks how they can have some fun while supporting one of the best causes in our community, correct?
You got it. We've got a fantastic day planned on the last Thursday of March, March 25th, right here at Elder Care. Mm-hmm. We're calling it our drive-through fundraising event, and folks can drive in through their lunch hour, which is really great. Shorty's Grill will be there with some lunch for those who are donating $35 or more. They can pick up their lunch, order for a lot of people, and pick up a lot of lunches that day, but drive through and pick up their lunch. And we've got mementos and a mystery celebrity guest, lots of fun things planned that day.
One thing that's kind of cool is that you can fill up that SUV full of orders that you're always driving around in, or that pickup truck, and you can take some food back to the folks at work. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yes.
What's your role in this with our friends at Comforting Hands as sponsors? Will you be on the scene too a little bit?
I am going to actually be there. Mm-hmm. I called Angie and asked her if there was anything I could do to help, and we would love to help. And so we're definitely going to be there and be helping with this event. We're looking forward to it.
So the Comforting Hands will be helping hands too.
Yes.
There you go. Got some hands. We're going to give them. All right. Good. Now this is really good. This Shorty's Grill, I've had a chance to sample a little bit. It's yummity, yummity, yummity. And, of course, with this, this is going to help us take care of a lot of different things with elder care. Because, well, we've changed a little bit, but the services have remained. But still, we've changed a little bit due to the pandemic.
A little bit. You know, Tom, I think everyone has shifted and made a change in how they operate, and elder care is no different. You know, if you come into our building now for physical therapy, you'll see what we've done. We've moved not just from one quadrant of the building for working with the physical therapy patients and clients, but we've actually taken over the conference room as well.
My.
So, you know, we've spread out that way, but our caregivers from the Brighter Living Services have continued to go into the homes over these last months to take care of our clients and the patients that we see. You know, we're dedicated. 70 of our employees, we have 70 employees who are dedicated to serving those mature adults, and our Brighter Living Services caregivers go into the homes. They provide those health care checks. Mm-hmm. You know, they suit up with their personal protection gear every time they go into a home. But what's really interesting that we've discovered, our caregivers are telling us that there's a 25% increase in mental health issues for those clients we're serving in rural communities.
That's heartbreaking.
You know, it is. And 35% of our clients are already falling below the poverty line or live in rural communities. So when you hear about the increase in mental health issues because they're isolated, you know, we're the family, sometimes the only family they see. You know, we're the point of contact. And so it's heartbreaking. You're absolutely right. But what our Day of Giving will help us do is focus on those needs.
You
know, help us raise awareness of the programs at Elder Care that continue to touch lives in 10 different counties in Northeast Oklahoma. So, yeah, that's what it's all about.
Now, this is going to be, you've heard the story, and now you know why we're doing it, folks. So, all I'm saying is bring your appetite, bring your wallet, and let's make this drive-through a real success. I think this is going to be really worth the effort. And we want to thank Shorty's, of course, for helping us out here, too. And also our friends here at Comforting Hands for being the sponsor of this. Because, you know, we work pretty well as a community. But this community works even better than most because we're always seeming to be there for one another. It's got to feel good.
Yes, it does. And we're looking forward to it because we always sponsor the Golden Opportunities, and we always do the bingo. Mm-hmm. And we did not get to do that this last time due to COVID. Mm-hmm. So we'll be looking forward to seeing some faces that we haven't seen in a while. So we hope to see you.
Okay. And of course, some new ones too. Yeah. You brought up a very important point, Angie, is that when people oftentimes think of elder care, they think, oh, well, that's just Bartlesville. It's just Washington County. No, it's not.
No.
There's a big area.
Northeast Oklahoma.
Yeah.
A big area. And, you know, we've been around for nearly 40 years. Mm-hmm. It just amazes me when I think of the impact our organization has. And we've had this impact for so long. You know, literally, we've touched thousands of lives in Washington, Osage, and Nowata counties. And I think that that's what makes our reputation so stellar, is we have so many programs. We have 7 different programs that impact people. You know, some of them are right in our building, and some of them are not. You know, we take the services to the folks where they need it. You know, but here's something really interesting about our Day of Giving. And folks can learn more about it if they want to log on to our website.
Yes, because Angie always brings visual aids.
Visual aids. Listen, you can learn more about the impact we'll have on those folks we serve just by logging on to our website, which is abouteldercare.org. For those of you who are not watching by Facebook but listening by radio.
Oh, they'll be watching pretty soon. It'll be coffee break time in a minute.
For sure. You know, but it's abouteldercare.org/giving-day/. But listen, you can register there online, make a donation. And for those who are going to drive through, we'll have some fabulous t-shirts that are suitable for wearing anywhere in public, and some ceramic mugs that you will want to have on your table every morning with your favorite beverage. A mystery celebrity guest, and no, it is not Santa Claus, but somebody just as exciting and wonderful. And here's something really unique to showcase who we are and what we do in education and educating the public about mature adults and how to care for them. We have 3 video segments from our staff. Mary Lou Bork, who works with our Daybreak as a counselor. She's a licensed clinical social worker. She put together a video on self-care, okay? So how can you care for someone if you're not taking care of yourself first?
You know, there are a lot of people who do that. They're such givers, they forget to give back to themselves.
Absolutely.
Yes. You know Mary Lou, and she has come up with this great strategy for reducing stress, keeping yourself first, and, you know, making sure that you're caring for that loved one, but not being absorbed totally with their experience.
Easy to do.
And then, of course, Josh Lindblom, who is our director of physical therapy, put together a little exercise video, stuff you can do at home to get ready for the summer. Yeah,
okay.
And then Chef Pam Beamgard, you probably remember her from Golden Hour, but she put together a little video segment on creating a healthy salad and a sparkling drink, which could easily become a cocktail for those of you who are so inclined. But we'll have those links for all of our guests who are driving through. It'll be a lot of fun.
Indeed. You know, we got birthdays. Both these ladies are having birthdays here in a couple of days. One of them is having a birthday today.
Today.
Happy birthday, Angie.
Yes.
And when is yours?
Mine's the 11th.
There you go.
Yeah.
So let's just do this right now. Promise that you're going to go through on the 25th for the drive-through and get yourself some good food and do it and kind of smile saying happy birthday, ladies.
You know it. And listen, just to wrap up, we're not going to be able to hold our Good Bad Barbecue this year because of COVID concerns. And so we're asking those folks who would have attended maybe and made a donation there at the barbecue or the auction that you might consider donating to Elder Care. Mm-hmm. And you can find out more about donating on our website, abouteldercare.org. Uh-huh. Just look for the donate tab. It's right there.
Very good. I want to thank you both for coming in today and once again reminding everybody about just how important elder care is, and of course letting everyone know about this fun new fundraiser. You guys seem to put the fun in fundraising, which
Absolutely.
Is really good. And while we're here too, Whitney, you want to give us a little shout on our friends at Comforting Hands.
Thank you. Yes.
go ahead. Tell us a little bit about your business there.
Well, I've been with Comforting Hands Hospice since November of 2017. So we're locally owned and operated right here in Bartlesville, and we serve the community 50 miles. So as long as they're within 50 miles of Bartlesville, in home, in nursing homes, and then we also work with the Journey Home. So
very good.
Yes.
That is cool. Well, you guys got a lot of area that you overlap and everything, and a lot of commonalities and what have you. It's great, once again, that you guys can form this partnership. This community really comes together in partnerships. It's like a big old family. It's what it is. It's a big old family.
Big old family.
It is.
Now, it's going to be on the 25th. Tell everybody exactly where Elder Care is so they can find the line.
Sure. It's 1223 Swan Drive.
1223 Swan Drive.
And there will be a line.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to make sure. Shorty's picking it up. You bet.
And we do need lunch orders by March 15th. Shorty's asked for us to have orders by March 15th, and it will just help us for planning purposes if folks will pre-register by March 22nd, although they don't have to. They could still just drive through, but it will help us for planning purposes if folks will pre-register by March 22nd.
About eldercare.org /giving-day/.
Forward.
All right. I can't read. I'm old.
You're good, Tom.
Yeah, well, you know, the font's huge over there. I'm still going, giving it the old Magoo. But anyway, ladies, again, thank you very much for being with us here on Community Connection right here on K1. The